Well, praise the Lord. We'll dismiss our children's church at this time. And, and dismiss the choir. I dismissed one Sunday and I forgot how it is that we do stuff. Feels like it's been a couple months since I've been here. Amen. Amen. That was a good-looking group, wasn't it? And we're thankful for them. I really believe that God is doing a work actually all over the world, I think, among young people. I hear reports of thousands of college students showing up for spiritual events where Christ is being lifted up, and it energizes me I to be able to see our young people giving their lives to the Lord and praising the Lord. And we want to do that will we want to empower them. Come on in, folks. We're glad to have you. Good to have you here. Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Philippians, the first chapter. The book of Philippians, the first chapter. Let's stand together as we give reverence to the reading of God's precious and holy word. And what a privilege it is that you are able to have that book in your hand, that you actually have a copy of the Word of God. And you're able to read that, memorize it. You're able to study that book, and it will give you information about your life, and it answers those needs that you have going on right now in your life. I wish that I knew a way for us to close everything out on the outside in your minds, for you to take the job and close that door and the farm and everything else and just focus in on what God is saying to you. What does God have for me today? What does He have in this passage of Scripture for me? How does this apply to me? So, look at it, and I'll read it as you follow with me, starting with verse 27. Now, you know the word conversation just literally means the way you live your life, your manner of life, what is going on in your life. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Now, you know what that word becometh means, doesn't it? It looks good on you. If something is becoming to you, it looks good on you. The gospel of Christ. You're making the gospel of Christ look good. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs. That you, now here's, we're going to start counting off points here. We're going to start showing what the points are, I should say. That you stand fast. Here's Paul's telling us that just as in his day, it's also in our day that we've come to a place that we must stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Get this picture in your mind. Here is a huge task. Here is a large wagon with wheels. And you and I are, we've all got behind it. We're pushing together. We're pushing this gospel wagon together. We're moving it along together. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries. They're all around us. But we're not showing fear. We're not dismayed by them, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ. Now this is where the rubber meets the road. Here we are getting to the nitty gritty of this passage. We've seen a place where we're digging deeper. We're going to higher heights and deeper depths. And here is the verse. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me. Father, we thank you and praise you for your word and how you minister to us day after day after day. We pray you open our spiritual eyes today to the truth of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Annie Johnston Flint. A songwriter and a poet of the late 1800s and early 1900s. Was orphaned as a child. And then as she reached adulthood, crippling arthritis took her body over. Cancer consumed her to a point that she was bedridden. Toward the end of her life, she began to lose her eyesight. And in her biography, the story is told that toward the end of her life, the bed sores became so horrific on her body that they used pillows to prop her up, to keep her in a different position, to keep the sores off the bed. And she penned these words. Now listen closely. He giveth more grace as our burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength as the labors increase. He addeth affliction to added affliction. He addeth His mercy to multiplied trials. He multiplies peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. Fear not that thy need shall exceed His provision. Our God ever yearns His resources to share. Did you hear it? Lean hard on the arm everlasting, availing. The Father both thee and thy load will upbear. His love has no limits. His grace has no measure. His power no boundary known unto men. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He giveth and giveth and giveth again. 3 points in this passage I want us to see today. As we face the year that is before us, as a church and as individuals, I believe that God has a great plan for our life. I think that He has a great plan for your life. You see, you are so special to Him. We are to watch our behavior, as Paul put it here, in our conversation. That is, in our manner of life. We are to watch our behavior. We're to guard our attitude. We're to seize our opportunity. So let's look at them one at a time. Let's look at watching our behavior. In verse 27, Paul said, "Let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ."